Tim Morrison, timmorrison.ca, facebook.com/timforesquimalt, councilTwitter.com/timforesquimalt. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I have lived in Esquimalt for 16 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Senior Communications Advisor, BC Assessment, 12 years. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Present. Esquimalt Councillor since 2011, 3 terms. Member, Esquimalt Farmers Market Board, Chair, Capital Region Emergency Services and Telecommunications Board of Directors, Commissioner, CRD Water Supply Commission, Member, Esquimalt Environment, Parks and Recreation Committee, Esquimalt Representative, Greater Victoria Harbour Authority Past, Chair of the Esquimalt Local Grants Committee, Chair, Esquimalt Residents Association, ERA. Editor, Esquimalt Review, Director, Esquimalt Chamber of Commerce, Member, Victoria and Esquimalt Harbour Society Board of Directors, Commissioner, CRD Housing Trust Fund Commission, Member, Esquimalt Advisory Planning Commission, Member, Buccaneer Days Committee, School Board Trustee. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I have traveled to over 80 countries and experienced a diversity of cultures and communities, but Esquimalt is my home. I care deeply for how it is governed and how it continues to evolve and grow. We are the place to be and belong with many opportunities and challenges ahead of us. I offer my extensive experience and proven commitment as a 3-term councillor to ensure responsible and responsive leadership in how we care for our environment, strive for affordability, and celebrate a community welcome to all. What are your top 3 issues? Housing. Doing our part to increase our housing supply has been Esquimalt's priority, and we must continue our efforts with particular focus on options for the many missing middle needs. Affordability. More affordable home ownership requires property tax relief through careful budgeting, long-term financial planning, and respecting taxpayers in all decision-making. Climate emergency. We are in a global crisis which each community must do our part to address. In addition to greener building codes, we need to make it easier, safer to reduce our carbon footprints with improved walking, cycling infrastructure through Esquimalt's active transportation strategy. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Esquimalt has so much to offer as a quirky, eclectic community and our naturally beautiful seaside setting, but our main street of Esquimalt Road requires a much-needed makeover. That transformation has already begun with our new Esquimalt Town Center, but I envision a fully revitalized Esquimalt Road attracting new, quality businesses including a variety of shops, cafes, restaurants, medical services and employment. It will take time and resources for that to occur. Businesses will need to see the value of contributing to our community. Our success and growth will continue. Esquimalt Road will be one of the region's most happening places for both residents and visitors to be. What's one big idea you have for your community? Greater Victoria has rapidly become a new information and technology hub in Canada, providing quality employment and economic development. Our new Esquimalt Town Centre has plenty of modern commercial office space available that could host some of that burgeoning IT sector. Of particular interest, there are IT companies that specialize in green technology and carbon neutrality through innovation. I envision Esquimalt Council building relationships with industry to attract environmentally focused IT businesses to invest and locate their operations in our community towards transforming Esquimalt into a mini hub of IT specialization in addressing our climate emergency.